Today is the second Sunday of Christmas. The scripture lessons are from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, and the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, verses 21 through 52. Today's message is titled, Are You Searching? Hear the word from Ephesians chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God. To the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit, guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possessions, to the praise of his glory. Here ends the first lesson. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter, beginning at verse 21. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of their purification, according to the law of Moses, had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phineal of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the feast according to the custom. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But they were unaware of it, thinking he was with their company. They traveled on for a day, then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. The Gospel of our Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord God of inconceivable power, incomprehensible glory, immeasurable mercy, unspeakable kindness, look on us in your tender love and show your rich mercy and compassion to us and those who pray with us. Amen. This time of the year, the gospel story moves forward with leaps and bounds. These Sundays of Christmas just do not last long enough. We observe Advent for 4 weeks, taking the time to slow down and prepare for the coming Christ. Now, with the joyous celebration of Christmas Eve past, feels like we put the foot to the accelerator and zoom ahead. Next thing we know, Jesus is all grown up and being baptized by John in the River Jordan. The baptism of the Lord is next Sunday. This coming Thursday, January 6th, is the Feast of the Epiphany of the Lord, with the arrival of the Magi in Jerusalem and sent on to Bethlehem by Herod, where they find the child. I feel we need more weeks of Christmas to give us time to sit and adore the little baby born in Bethlehem. It feels like just as quickly as kids forget about those brand new Christmas presents, life leaps ahead and the Christmas decorations come down and the Christmas carols go away. And the hopefulness and joy seem to disappear just as quickly. Just as quickly as the return to lockdowns come again. Clamping down once again on life. Just up the street from my home in is a yard that gets filled with Christmas decorations, filled with those plastic blow-molded plastic decorations of years past. They just fill the yard with, I haven't counted them, but it got to be hundreds of them. I've never stopped to count, but you know, I look at so many of them and they're so big, I wonder where they store them all. Well, the day after Christmas, they were out in the yard packing the decorations away. Those decorations that had been up for several weeks, even up before Advent began. But now Christmas is gone and gone and gone, so gone go the Christmas decorations. And the world returns to itself just as quickly. Did the baby of Bethlehem come? Did the angels really sing of a Savior? Has your heart and life been forever transformed by the compassion and mercy and grace of God through this little one wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger? Just as quickly, the decor of stores and homes returned to the usual. The hearts of people begin to look again, look in all the places that just do not satisfy. Sadness slips back into the soul as the colorful decorations disappear and the joyous music fades away to be filled with other sounds. All the more for us as the church to reach out with the love of Christ and the compassion of Christ to the aching hearts. For some, this is the saddest time of the year. You be the one to help them find Jesus. Not everyone is as tenacious as the wise men traveling 2 years to find the one being born King of the Jews. Not everyone is dedicated as Simeon to be at the temple day in and day out with the expectation that one day, maybe this is the day. Or Anna being at the temple worshiping and fasting and praying. How often do we place this same emphasis on worship and prayer? And when was the last time we were fasting as part of our lives? Both Simeon and Anna were satisfied by being in the place and house of worship of the Lord, the living God. Their lifelong longings were brought to fruition in the house and the place of worship of the living God. Something to think about in this coming year as we once again face the challenges of the virus. All the more reason to gather and worship as the beloved Faith in Christ family. For this is the Father's house, and this is the place of worship of the Lord our God. Simeon says in Luke chapter 2, verse 30, "For my eyes have seen your salvation." Anna spoke too, Luke chapter 2, verse 38, coming up to them, that is Mary and Joseph with Jesus, coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking to the redemption of Jerusalem. Salvation, redemption, just as the angel had said too. Luke chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, the angel said, "Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." What brought Mary and Joseph with Jesus to the temple? Living lives in a manner with deep concern for fulfilling the law concerning this newborn baby boy. First, as an infant, 8 days old, receiving the sign of the covenant in his own flesh. With the sign of the covenant cut into his flesh, the name was given, Jesus, just as the angel told him to. Give him the name Jesus, for he will save. One day his own flesh will save, will be freely offered to save, freely given for us. But on the 8th day was not the time Simeon and Anna beheld Jesus and held Jesus. No, it was a little later. Again, fulfilling the law, Joseph and Mary bring Jesus to the temple to do all that is required, to offer the sacrifice in keeping with the law of the Lord. You can read about the law of the Lord. It's written in Leviticus chapter 12. There you'll find if you give birth to a son, a woman is unclean for 7 days, and on the 8th day, the boy is to be circumcised. Then 33 days later, she is to go to the temple and offer a year-old lamb for the burnt offering and a young pigeon or dove for a sin offering before the Lord to make atonement for her. If she cannot afford a lamb, bring two doves or two young pigeons, one for the burnt offering, one for the sin offering, for the priest to make atonement for, and she will be clean. I find this interesting, that Joseph and Mary present a pair of doves or two young pigeons after 33 days. No lamb. No lamb. What came to my mind that in her arms was the Lamb of God, who would be presented not after 33 days, but after 33 years as the Lamb of God. The offering to make atonement for us all, as it's written in Ephesians chapter 1, beginning of verse 7. In Him, that is Jesus the Christ, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. After 33 days, the sacrifice and offerings are made for atonement of Mary. It's written in Leviticus chapter 12, verse 8. If she cannot afford a lamb, she is to bring two doves or two young pigeons, one for burnt offering and the other for sin offering. In this way, the priest will make atonement for her and she will be clean. After 33 years, the sacrifices and offerings that will be made by Jesus, the Savior, once and for all, paying the redeeming price for all, as it's written in 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. He, that is Christ Jesus, He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world. This portion of Luke chapter 2 this morning, it also gives us insight into the nature and character of Joseph and Mary. They were vigilant and meticulous to fulfill all the law of the Lord required, such that they observed the yearly traveling to Jerusalem for the Passover feast. Luke chapter 2, verse 41. Every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. Joseph and Mary were carefully and diligently raising up Jesus in the ways of the Lord by carefully following the law of the Lord. It's written, Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16. 3 times a year, all your men must appear before the Lord your God at the place He will choose, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles. No man should appear before the Lord empty-handed. We see Joseph and Mary raising up Jesus in the law of the Lord, an example for us to follow too. Can you echo these words in your own heart? Psalm 119, verse 97. Oh, how I love your law! I meditated on it all day long. Jumping down to verse 102 to 104 of Psalm 119. I have not departed from your law, for you yourself have taught me how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. Walking in the ways of the Lord. That was the house of Mary and Joseph. The environment Jesus was raised in. There's another interesting parallel. When Jesus was 12 years old, it happens, at the time of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is the Feast of the Passover, after the Passover feast, the family heads back home, traveling with the group that came from Nazareth. This picture is drawn from Luke chapter 2, verse 44. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends, not finding Jesus. Joseph and Mary returned to Jerusalem to look for Jesus. They left and they thought, well, he must be with the rest of the group with traveling back to Nazareth. he wasn't there, so they went back to Jerusalem. And they started looking for Jerusalem. A couple of thoughts. Where did Mary and Joseph first look for Jesus when they returned to Jerusalem? Was it around the rooms that they stayed in while they were there for the Passover feast, the Feast of Unleavened Bread? Why didn't they go to the temple and try the temple first? Or was the Lord giving a foreshadowing of the things to come? What day did they find Jesus? On the third day. What time of year was it? The Passover. 33 years later, what day did Jesus rise on? On the third day. When was it? The Passover. A little foreshadowing, perhaps. Find Jesus on the third day, the time of Jesus crucified for us, dead and buried. And on the third day, he rose again. They found Jesus on the third. You know, it's just fascinating to consider. Fascinating. They found Jesus in the temple amongst the teachers, displaying amazing understanding. They're in the temple talking about the faith, listening and asking questions, such that Luke chapter 2 verse 47 records, everyone who heard him, that is heard Jesus, everyone that heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answer. And we also find out from Luke chapter 2, Joseph and Mary were astonished seeing Jesus interacting with the teachers at the temple too. From the Greek, said to him, the mother of him, child, why have you done to us thus? Behold, the father of you and I, distressing, were seeking you. Another fascinating thing is Mary used the term father, referring to Joseph. Jesus responds, why are you seeking me? Why are you seeking me? There's a spiritual connotation to that word. Why were Mary and Joseph looking all over the place for Jesus? I mean, if you couldn't find someone, where would you start your search for that person? The most familiar place they usually went to. Why didn't they go to the temple to find Jesus? And you notice, Mary and Joseph did not grasp the spiritual answer Jesus gave back to them. The spiritual truth of Jesus declaring who he truly is. Even with the wonder of Jesus' conception, the years growing by with Jesus growing up like any other boy from baby boy into young teens. I mean, he's 12 here. We get a reminder of Jesus, who he truly is. Who his true father is. Because Mary said, myself and your father were looking for you. And Jesus answered, I had to be in my father's house. The Lord, the Almighty, is Jesus' father. And he had to be in his father's house. He just had to be there. He could be nowhere else. At the temple, the place of worship. That's where Jesus had to be. At the temple, the place of worship, Simeon saw the Lord's salvation. At the temple, the place of worship of the Lord God Almighty, Anna found Jesus, gave thanks for Jesus, and spoke of redemption through Jesus, the redemption to come. At the temple, Joseph and Mary brought Jesus to offer the sacrifices and burnt offerings to fulfill the law and worship the Lord. After searching for 3 days in his father's house at the temple, Jesus was found. As the new year begins, fall in love with the word of the Lord. Cherish God's holy word as precious to your daily walk with the Lord. And be sure to pass this on to the next generation. The Magi came to Jerusalem searching for the newborn king. What guided them to where he actually was? prophecy written in God's holy word. God's word guided them to the baby Jesus. And God's word will guide you to Jesus and his redeeming grace of the work on the cross for you. And put the effort in to follow God's word as the Magi went to great expense and great effort to follow the yonder star to find Jesus. As the new year begins, first and foremost amongst your resolutions, place the importance of weekly worship in the Father's house. As a reminder of keeping the Lord Jesus Christ before your eyes, so to search for Jesus and Him alone. For I have seen in many lives, wandering away from the Lord begins with wandering away from worship. That is why the Lord gave the command to keep the Sabbath holy and the command to come together for the three festivals each year. Come together in worship, keeps together in worship, and keeps together in daily life and in the home. It's a blessing in the home. Wander from worship, wander after other things that become your gods. Are you searching? Do you know of one searching? With the continuing problems and pains the virus has imposed on us all, searching is a natural response. So I say to you, for yourself and for you to share with others, you will find what you're searching for in God's holy word. And in gathering Sunday morning as the church in worship. God's word and worship. There you will find Jesus, the babe, the son of Mary, and have your peace. For redeeming grace will be yours in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. And amen.